Breakfast Republic on 2FM
with Baraka Performance. Keeping you ahead of the game mentally and physically.
Breakfast Republic with Bernard, Keith and Jen on 2FM.
Things to expect from a first date. Your mother will give you fashion advice.
What do you think of this, ma'am?
Take it off. Go up and put on your lovely blue jumper. That blue jumper is lovely, isn't it? The one I got you for Christmas.
You will start stalking them on Facebook.
No!
What happened, man?
I'm after accidentally liking her profile picture.
Your friends will give you terrible advice.
Don't buy her a drink. Compliment her arse, say like, you know, that cardigan is lovely. Where'd you buy it? In a charity shop. And most importantly, don't buy her a drink.
You'll have to leave a message making yourself sound really, really cool.
Oh yeah, just about meeting up later on. I'm just out of the shower. Sorry, I'm just oiling myself down. I just have to... I'm not sure where I left the keys to the Merc. I think I left them on the piano, the grand piano, after I met Jim Sheridan for lunch there. But the maid can't find them, so I'm going to have to go into the pool room. They could be in there.
Putsy, there's that blue jumper you were looking for.
Yeah, thanks, ma'am.
You'll be having this conversation while thinking this. So where do you live? Are you renting at the moment?
No, I just live off Aylesbury Road there.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Where did you go to college?
I went to college in Trinity, yeah.
Oh, very nice. Handy.
Yeah, it was.
Yeah. Good. So what about your parents? Are you still close to your parents?
I am. Unfortunately, my dad passed away last year. And my mum now lives in Marbella in Spain.
That's terrible.
Yeah.
That's very sad. I'm sure your other siblings are
devastated. I have no brothers and sisters, no. Oh. I'm the one left to run the company, you know.
Oh, that's terrible. That's really sad. Yes!
If she says this...
I'd love to see you again. I'm really busy. I have a thing over the next couple of weeks, but I'll Facebook you.
She never wants to see you ever again. If she says this...
Look, I'm going to be in town with the girls on Friday night. We'll be in the Globe from about 11:30 till 2:00 in the morning now. You don't have to come. Just pop by. It's very casual. One of the girls' birthday, we're all dressing up as sexy schoolgirls, but look, come along if you want. It'd be mad fun. There's a great party after, but I'd love to see you. But, you know, no strings attached or anything.
You're in like Flynn. If she says this...
Can you just ring me twice and then hang up and then ring back again, but only between 2:30 and 7:30 on a Wednesday.
She's married.
Things may get a little strange.
So what my angels are kind of telling me about you now, that maybe in a former life...
This girl is crazy, but I might get me leg over. Yeah, tell us more about the angels.
Some of my angels, my good angels, my bad angels are saying get out of here because, you know...
You won't really get along and it will be awkward when it's time to leave.
No, please, don't get up. Don't get up. Look. Don't get up. I just need you just to hand me out my underpants and my other shoe from under the bed. I have to go. I'm sorry.